here, there, and everywhere. SAFM 105.7 FM in Cape Town.
The Meeting Point on SAFM.
It is a meeting point on SAFM. Yeah, I know there, but I embarrass myself right at the end there. Ah, focus, chief, focus. One of the things I love about radio is like it happens right there during the people. But we move on. On to other matters. It was a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, where I heard of the idea of a four-day week in South Africa. It is an idea that is relatively not new. It's been debated in other parts of the country, of the world rather, but there is this drive to pilot a four-day week in South Africa. And not too long ago, there was this announcement of this four-day week campaign, a call to South African organizations who are keen to sign up for South Africa's first ever pilot of the four-day week, which is due to kick off in early 2023. Nkondisi Gumede is co-chairperson of the four-day week South Africa Coalition, and he joins us now on the line. Nkondisi Gumede, good evening to you. Welcome to The Meeting Point. Welcome to SAFM.
Good evening, Gokko. So thank you so much for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
The first time I heard of the four-day week, for me, it sounded like some people would like the idea because it means less work, but it's not necessarily the case. Explain what the four-day week is and why and how it could possibly be of benefit, not only to us as the workers, but also to the organizations that we represent or work for.
So the four-day week could be of benefit for a number of reasons. I think the first one is that the number of hours worked and the productivity that is gained is very poorly correlated. So there isn't really a big correlation between the number of hours that someone works and the amount of money that they make. And if you spend the time doing that, it's shocking initially, but it actually turns out to be true. So the first thing that I would say is that the real essence of what we're getting at with 4 day week is this idea of productivity, not what your input is, but what your output is. And I think that that's the key kind of crucial distinction that this program gets at. The idea here is that you work 80% of the time, you get 100% of your pay, but also on the other end, employees are required to give 100% of the productivity. So what happens there very quickly is that you see that there are lots of things that have improved the way that we can work. There's technology, there is all sorts of things that exist now in the workplace that didn't exist perhaps 10, 20, 50, you know, years ago. And employees are quite capable of harvesting all of those new endowments that we have so that they're able to maintain their productivity at 100%. You know, at 80% of the time.
Has it been done in other parts of the world? I mean, we're piloting it in South Africa, but just going back to the idea of 80% of the work, 100% of the pay, 100% of the output, has it been proven elsewhere?
So it has been done in many places around the world. There are countries that are signing up all the time. In fact, today, the UK pilot results have just come out. The pilot is 6 months, and in the UK, they reached their three-month mark. And already, I think it's around 83% of the companies that took place, that took part of that pilot, have decided that they want to sign up and to stick with it over the long term. You know, there are a whole range of statistical outcomes which show that overwhelmingly people are happier, people think that it's easier than they otherwise thought, and that the benefits, you know, flow into areas that they didn't actually anticipate. So I think overall, the real question is, will it also work in South Africa? Because the evidence seems to be pouring in from many countries and many companies around the world of the benefits of the four-day week. And we're obviously convinced here in South Africa that there's no reason why it won't also work here. So part of that, of course, is to get as many companies to sign up for the pilot as possible. And with that, we'll be able to start developing the local case studies that will start to show and to lead the way for other people who had questions about, you know, how this might work in our context.
But in conversation, yeah, please, go ahead.
But also, I think what's great about the four-day week is that it comes in the back of a lot of learnings internationally. So Andrew Barnes and Charlotte Lockhart, who are the co-founders globally, have done a lot of work with other countries and other companies, and we have that head start in South Africa. So we believe we'll benefit a great deal from all of those learnings.
We're in conversation with Mqondisi Gumede, co-chairperson of the four-day week SA Coalition. Come next year, they are looking at kicking off South Africa's first ever pilot of the four-day week. And as this is a call to action for South African organizations to sign up for this. And you might want to, as a business or even as a staff member, as a worker, want to call in and ask whatever questions you might have for Mqondisi. Give us a call on 086-000-2032. Mqondisi, I know this is a call to action for South African organizations to sign up for the pilot. For somebody like me, for the worker, what would it mean? What does it mean? Do I have a role to play in maybe possibly going to the employer and say, please sign up for this? It makes a lot of sense.
I think that's definitely what we're looking for. In the end, this only works as a partnership where the workers agree and commit to providing the same productivity that they're producing now. Okay, so that might mean a number of things. It might mean a change in the type of work or the style of work. It means reevaluating what is effective and what's not effective. You know, there might be some pruning that needs to happen. There are a whole range of things that need to be re-looked at. But one of the things that we find is that the moment that you incentivize someone with something meaningful, like a day off, all of a sudden the ingenuity of people is ignited, and there are many, many things that come as suggestions for improved productivity from almost everyone in the company. And it makes sense. It can't be that, a five-day week was popularized in 1930, and from 1930 until today, that there's no windfall from the technologies we've invented, from the methods that we've learned, from the management theories that we have put in place and have been able to experiment and learn from. So those benefits and that potential lies latent in all of our organizations. I think what this does is that it is an attainable solution. I mean, this is as near as our noses to our face. There are many things that companies want to do, but, you know, it needs another billion rand. It needs a foreign and distant expert. It needs all sorts of things that might not be available to them. But here, there is something that's attainable, that's realistic, that's practical, that's profitable, and that comes with all of the support of all of the people that have done this beforehand. And so we have workshops, we have coaches, we have white papers, a whole lot of academic rigor. The number of universities involved in this continue to grow. There's the University of Oxford, there's a Barnes Fellow that, you know, kind of leads the research at Global. I know that the University of Henley has done a study. Stellenbosch University has signed on to the South African Coalition to bring the academic rigor. So what that means is that it's not just that people do it and then, you know, some of those learnings are lost. There's, you know, really a really good capture of knowledge, you know, for the purposes of sharing. And there's a really, really great PhD at Global that runs programs. He makes sure that all of these things are, you know, shared with all of the people that are coming on. So there is a lot that's going on. There's a lot of support for this. So I think more than the vision, it's also the practicality that makes this so compelling.
Yeah. You are a business person, Ngondisi. For somebody who is listening, contemplating whether or not this would work, on a very practical level, how do you implement a four-day week to ensure there's a 100% output? Because, you know, business-wise, that's what I care about. Yes, I need my staff to be happy, but if you're going to put in 80% of the work, and they get 100% of the pay, the output needs to be 100%. So how does it work on a practical level?
So on a practical level, that there are many things there. And this support and these tools that I was referencing is that there is a full-on onboarding program. So with the South African pilot, we're asking people to register by the 31st of October. The pilot kicks off next year. And the reason why there's that gap there is that we do a number of things with those companies, and we take them through a whole range of preparatory steps. You know, what it is that you need to do. We have case studies across many, many types of businesses. So most people be like, what? But would it work in retail? Or would it work in mining? Or would it work? So there are a lot of those questions which are really specific that will also help companies go through. I think the major thing about this is starting from productivity, right? And we're not starting from input hours, or we're not starting about attendance. We're starting from what is the productive output that this company does, and what is that, and how do you maintain that at the level that it is today? The moment you do that, all of a sudden you start to find the things that are low productivity or no productivity, yeah? And also what you find is that instead of the 12 people in the C-suite who now need to do the innovation, or the innovation manager, or the crack team in the corner, everybody starts to provide suggestions about how it is that work can flow better. And the reason for that is quite simple. There's a very good, you know, if you look at the experience of work, say in the United States, the proceeds of productivity gains have not been shared equally with workers. Yeah.
True.
So there's a very big divergence that happens in around the 1970s, where productivity explodes but wages stay the same. So don't quote me on this, but I think productivity goes up some 100% over 1970 to about the present day, and wages go up constantly at around 9%. That's what fuels the inequality where, you know, so few people earn so much. So we're looking at this, and we're saying that there is a better way to do this. There's a better way to share the proceeds of this economy that actually sees productivity going up. And one of the ways to do that is to return time to employees. And what that does is that it sets off a very virtuous cycle. There are so many things where if you leave them alone for a bit, you know, like, you know, in farming, for example, imagine the farmer who first thought about leaving the ground fallow.
Yeah.
And how just, you know, resting that piece of ground for a significant amount of time will then produce more. And we start to see the same type of effect take place with workers who have got a dedicated amount of time off. They report greater happiness, less stress, all of the well-being markers that matter. We see a huge uptick in that. Also, one of the things that you're finding is that the entire company is in a mode where they are looking to prune, to cut back the things that if you do cut them, actually lead to more growth. So teams come to an understanding about meetings, where meetings, you know, can end after 12 minutes if there's nothing else happening, because, you know.
Hey, can we please? Hey, can we please on that one?
look, this is an agreement with you and your colleagues, you know what I mean? We will advise you as best as we can. But I think the point that we're making about meetings or ways of working or whatever it is, that there are so many of these things that have just crept in and have stayed in the system. And there is this learned habit and reflex that if we just were all incentivized to think through those things, you'd see what actually is critical for delivery and what can be done away with. And that there's a reward for everybody for actually finding those things out.
And that's what matters, a reward for everybody. We are out of time, Mkondisi. And of course, to register for this pilot, it is 4dayweek.co.za, numeral 4dayweek.co.za. My brother, thank you very much for making time. And if I had a business, I would sign up. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you so much. Can I ask you to go to your employer?
I will do that. They're listening. I already have a 2-day week on the wireless, so it's too late. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate
your
work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Mkondisi Gumede, the co-chairperson of the 4-Day Week SA Coalition. Go to 4dayweek.co.za, the 4 with a numeral 4dayweek.co.za to sign up. Your thoughts on this idea? It's not an excuse to like work less, eh? Start a 3-day weekend, but you put in the same 80% of the time with 100% of the work, the output as well as the work, the output and the pay as well. Your thoughts on this? We've got 8 minutes before we get to the latest news with Greg Hose at 9. Call us on 086-000-2032. It is a meeting point on SAFM.